every day, in the morning and the night. For what reason? The Torah. So she has a sitam. You don't want to have more than 12 hours worth of truma. She has to go into the garbage can. So you have to check every 12 hours. What's with us? What's with us? Mamish, unbelievable. What's the connection? They have the question of Torah for 12 hours. What? No, but that's the shogra. You got to do it. L'chatchila. Many poskim are not makbid on this. Only once a day, and therefore, if you cannot do it ben hashmoshes, so before ben hashmoshes, in the evening, in the late afternoon. Let's say she's at work, and the work ends at 5 o'clock, and then sun sets at 4:30. She has no place to do a private bedika. So then the poskim say if she does it once a day, it's also okay. L'chatchila should be twice a day. If she missed by day in the afternoon, she should do it at night. Well, that's coming to the next show. We'll see in a minute about Badika by night. So that's what kind of validity that has. The Rosh never said twice. He only did once a day. The Smag, who's the author of this opinion of twice a day, Mamash holds it to the Ikuva, believe it or not. And the first and the seventh day has to be the Ikuva twice a day. So it should be particularly careful, if possible, to check at least the first and seventh twice a day, because the point of the Smag is the Ikuva. So if you also hit Shita, you should have twice a day. Now, where did the Smag get it from? Till they ploy. No, but that's it. You got to do it. Many poskim are not makbid on this. Only once a day, and therefore, if you cannot do it ben hashmoshes, so before ben hashmoshes, in the evening, in the late afternoon. Let's say she's at work, and the work ends at 5 o'clock, and then the sun sets at 4:30. She has no place to do a private bedika. So then the poskim say if she does it once a day, it's also okay. I feel it should be twice a day. If she missed by day, in the afternoon, she should do it at night. Well, that's coming to the next shot. We'll see in a minute about Badika by night. So that's what kind of validity that has. The Rosh never said twice. They only did once a day. The Smag, who's the author of this opinion of twice a day, Mamash holds it to the Ikuva, believe it or not. And the first and the seventh day has to be the Ikuva twice a day. So it should be particularly careful, if possible, to check at least the first and seventh twice a day, because the point of the Smag is the Ikuva. So if you also hit sheep, they should have twice a day. Now, where did the Smag get it from? From the Smag, they say Truma Shem Smag. He says that she's Becheska's Tuma. Take a look on the Berah Gol already calls it. Page Reish Ches Tzadi, and this is in the Berah Shulchan he calls it. Afa Gavda Sikna Shom Lomol El Latar. Buadim Elakma Shetzvi Bazayin Akim, Di Becheska's Tmeya. Mol Latar Zakha Shetzal. So he throws in the Smag, Becheska's Tmeya. What? Is she Becheska's Tmeya? In fact, we speak about Chazaka, the status quo. What kind of status quo does this woman have in the Shiva Nakiyim? Oh, the Chazaka has Sakta already proved that she says she's clean. Bring Becheska's Tmeya. So everyone's fighting about it. In the Poskim say that Machlokas Rashi posts in Zvokh. Choptes, everyone knows this. Choptes, others disagree, they say it's not true. In the Be'er Halacha, the long one I was put in brackets, he says, I think it's a good verb. There's no machlokas here in the Medzius or anything. But the Shal, what does it mean, the Cheskas Tar, the Cheskas Tum? What are we talking about? The two kind of Chazaka in this world. I don't give you any Shas Shurim here, this is the other Rebbein. But the two kind of Chazaka in this world, namely, this Cheskas Haguf, and there's Cheskas Din. There's a physical Chazaka and there's a halakhic Chazaka. That's what they're fighting about over here. Physically, she's Becheskas Tara. Because once she checked and had to have some Tara, you know, it's very unlikely it was not going to come out. But halakhically, she's Becheskas Tumah. I mean, right now, she's still Tumah, she goes to the mikvah. So the Be'er Halacha, they're fighting when we say Chazaka. What Chazaka are we discussing over here? We're talking about the Cheskas Aguf and the Cheskas Din. What do you mean? What do you mean Bechazaka, Becheskas? Of course, one can go find what, so what does that depend upon? I'm not exactly sure. But that's what we're fighting about. She becheskas tumah, becheskas tar. Most possible is becheskas tar. Presumably they hold that the cheskas haguf is the critical chazak. If you look at ksubah, you'll see chazak is more powerful than the cheskas din. So maybe that would be the determining fact. Yes, John? So she goes to the mikvah, she's tumeya, whatever she wants to No. The Mishnah, you know, I'm talking about a woman who's Tahora. Mamish Tahora. who are afraid she'll see down somewhere about, you know, and without realizing it, and all the tiles will be tamei. No, that's what I asked before, what's the tushta? That's what all the possible disagree with this mark. Okay? Right, no connection. It's very strange. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to have day one and day seven. But the first day in the Chabad is enough to have day one or day seven. In that context, the Shulchan Aruch is here quoting on page Shin, he says, the Yom Shrishon Shal Shiva, O Yom Shri, O Bi Echad Me'ayim Tzoyim. Who said so? So the Be'agol was the Rash, Hashem arrived at the Rash. You should know, though, that the two members of the same family who disagree on this issue. They very often disagree with the mainstream, these two people. They're like, almost like a gadfly, you know, there was all the argument they would kick to with others. And that is, who can guess, give me two hints. Very often in a minority view, and they're related. No, Gedolah here is Shogun. It's not Rishogun. The Balamor. The Balamor is what? Who said it's the Balamor? The Ra'ah, correct. It's Rafi Halevi and Rav Aaron Halevi. Ben Achaben. He was the great-grandson of the Balamor. I believe so. So both of them hold, no. It's Rishon HaShvi Dafka. The Dafka. So, you don't all like that. Okay, what do you mean? The third or fourth day should be better. It sort of catches a little bit of both heads. That's how we hold. Any day is good. Quarter that cheap. Now, there's a major discussion over here, right? Comes up right over here. And that is, Shulchan Aruch of the Lashon, it's enough to check once in the 7 days. That's enough. Day one, or day seven, or any other day. Good enough. And the long Shemua is here in the Biurim on page Shin. It's discussing the bottom. What about if she, must she check again before she goes to the mikveh? She checked on day one, and she, like the case I described to you yesterday. She forgot, she gets caught in the subway, something happened there. And she now wants to know what should she do. So let's assume we make her for the moment. We make her like Rab. She's chak or the Boston. There's a reason to be make her like Rab. So what's the din? You require another bedikah afterwards. So the classical post can all assume no. Because they were told about a woman who had problems making bedikahs. She was Yanka, but her Kivagir and other Gedolim said, oh, she's really in Victorious. We make a father just to have Sektar and a Badika first day, and that's all. No more. Doesn't have to make a Badika the seventh day. We're afraid of a few days later, should have already become Maluchlok again. Now, if they're going to require to make a Badika the next day, so Ma'awilach Chomet Takanos. If you're taking a potluck, you might as well take a potluck on day seven instead of day eight. Obviously, it's the issue with Yaakov and those other posts, because they were saying, no, only day one, and that's all. The Beurim is very convinced here that it's not so. They said that even the sheet doesn't hold one or seven, not one and seven, but they would have to agree after something at the end. Before she goes to the mikveh, she'd have to do a bedikah on day eight. And he quotes who does he quote? A whole series of riots to that. What does he quote? And there was a Ruah, and a Ramban, and a Chinuch. One second, hold on. I don't know. And what else did he quote? The Gemara. Ah, that doesn't count. The Gemara's lashon is mashma that way. It's mashma that way. But you can see that the Achronim don't hold that way. Right? The Chazanish is Mekel too. This could be the Maisa in the cases which I describe. Let's say, in the case where she has a cut or something like that, where we're going to be Mekel for some real Shabbat Chak, we're going to be Mekel for an advanced premeditated Kula, we're going to tell her don't do B'dik on the 7th. Obviously, we have to accept on ourselves, don't do B'dik on the 8th. If you're not willing to accept that, you're wasting your time. What are you doing? Right. It's another reason, by the way, not to accept the premeditated kula. Get a verse. We're saying that Rabbi Chanin and most poskim are like Rav. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if it's any problem, really, you can be megil, even in advance, you can be megil, let's say, with two bedik on day one, and not day seven. But if the one is day one only requires day eight, so you didn't get anything. So obviously they're holding against these diyukim. But these diyukim are pretty powerful. It's another reason I'm saying not to be megil on only day one, unless you really have a real shazat shah. But let's say not that case. She gets caught in the subway, that kind of case. She's going to do day one or day seven, like her rabbi told her. Only do day one or day seven. And then she gets caught in the train, or in the car, or whatever she is, in the traffic, and then she comes up with the after ski. Pull the rabbi, what do I do? So let's assume the rabbi is willing to be megil, for various reasons, that day one is enough. But now you need a day eight. But now, she'll say, all right, no problem. Before she goes to the mikvah, let her do a bedikah right now. What's the problem? Bedikah's lila. Question. It delays a big problem. They can get a little problematic. Yeah. I would say that for that reason, among and other reasons. But the rabbi should say, in that kind of a case, no, you wait until tomorrow. So it's like one day late. The other reason I mean is to give her a shikul atnas. That's what I mean. This man has said that many possible say, although the shulchan aruch requires day one and day seven, the ein lahokel, it's lashon ein lahokel. The ein lahokel. The whole shmuel, don't we mean lahakel? Who said mei lahakel? So in the satmar, I said, mei lahakel just means that it's not a good idea to be making, but not the machab is really passed, and he can write that the first day. And Rabbanim, we do it in the Dor Parot, so maybe in a certain case you have to adopt the, you know, under the conditions. If it's a yeshiva bacha, or if it's, you know, a really firm a couple, so maybe you can say, listen, you blew it, it's no good. If the couple is, you know, marginally keeping, came in the dinner of Tanakh Shabbat, and you go throw it a week at them, you can throw the whole thing at it. That's a question of, weighing the plus and the minuses. But I would say, even in that kind of case, we want to be megil, give a knas another day. But not arbitrarily. Who am I to give a knas another day? No, I have this shita. I need after B'dikas Yom Shemini. After B'dikas Yom Shemini, cause the many problems to be adopted by Yom. So it makes sense, it's not. So, you should remember, you know, she had to go a day later. For the next month, you shouldn't forget again. It's after the Bussi Shul to do a check every day, because she doesn't listen to you. And that's not part of the Bussi Shul. That's what I would say. Let's say the next day goes to a 3-day yontem, which is far away. Then I would say, it might be different. Yes? Another question. What if she's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, she leaves at 7? What's the luck of that? Huh? She checks day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And day 7 she had caught in the subway. So she didn't check. What? Right. So what's the name? Was it the Ein Lahakel? What does Ein Lahakel mean? Any 2 days? Nah, Halila. It does not say, Rav Chanina says, these adopted Chilas and the Sof and Meina. Obviously, you have to have a bedikah day one and day seven. She blew day seven. So you wait until day eight, and you have 2 and 8. That's what I would say. The big problem is going to come up, halacha l'maisa. What if she checks day 1, 3, and 8? Now what happens? What's the problem? 1, 3, and 8. What are the is it good or no good? 3 and 9. We can wait another day. She checked 1, 5, and 8. We're going to wait 3 more days. What's it then? What's the chayin? Is it good or is it no good? That's the shayla. What's the chesar? Kodah b'chayin, what's the chesar? That's exactly the whole shayla. What's fun kodah b'chayin? Is the chesar that you left too many days go bar that b'dikah? So in that case, he would be good. The b'chayin can only have 5 days without doing a b'dikah. The 3 days without Torah is no good. The 5 days, that's the maximum you can have between 2 bedikas. And therefore, be a cool over here. There's a chumrah with the Beyura quote over here, that day one would not be as good according to anybody, one alone, against Chazanish. But it'd be a kula that 1, 5, 9, for argument's sake, would be good the chala days. There's only 3 days to be. So 5 is going to be good. But it's not so posh. I'll just say, no. Heal of itself. Day 1 and 7. Don't don't give me pulpulim. I think a poskim is to be maker. Pisgein Shimon has a steer, not a behuda by the tish. What? 1 and 5 is no good, according to Rabbi Hanina. The 1 and 7. So it means the last day before, right? When she finishes the sphere. That's the last day, for sure. Only she checks 1, 5, and 9. So 1 is the beginning and 9 is the end. Aye, but so should we know that why 1 and 9 is the longest number of days intervening is the problem. That's what Tom Boston said. Yeah. That's the Pella. The Lashna Gemara, like the Chaznish says. He lost an alpha p shen sofa. What are you hacking that chiming? He says he lost an alpha p shen sofa. Period. Yeah, but the problem is the Rishonim the true, the Lashon. True, Baruch is right. It's two contradictory to you. It's he lost an alpha p shen sofa and implies that they wanted enough. The other hand, the Lashon are both got your mission, the Yom Shmini. What is that? In the night, the prepares a Gemara. Plus, you're missing Yom Shmini, close to someone. So, I mean, they're contradictory to Yukim over here. Conflicting to Yukim. So, thought the Kamabo is really firm. Oh. But now, something very, very interesting. We saw a Gemara yesterday about Toa. What's a Toa? A Toa means she's not sure where she's told. She gave birth, she didn't give birth, she's a Zita, she's a Zaba. The three segments, right? Nida, Zav, Yoled. Is anything else? Did I miss something? Was it Sarah? Well, let's get birth too, right? It's in. Nida, Zav, Yoled, Zachla, that's the Keva, the Fallen. We don't know what the word Koshi is. We don't know, she's really confused. So if you hold Tilim is not a mitzvah, after those laws are going to be, you never know, maybe today is the first thing you can go. So that's the whole discussion, Tilos and Self and the whole story. Fred Chazanish, it comes to Masho, that's the question. In fact, Marsha, let's look at Marsha and Adav, no? Let's look inside. Nasi, Seva, Venem. In fact, Marsha is Efsik Para. Where's Efsik Para? What do you mean? Sof and Alf, Pish, and Sof. Where's Efsik Para? Here's the Marsha. Here's the Masha. Here's the Masha. Samach Tes, second piece. Page Yud Beis in our print. It says, these are the lovers who are in the Fanenu. We have a minute to learn about the Apple, Gab, the Rab, Nami, Loka, Omar, Lovinus, who are in the Fanenu, it's Filosa. Ela, Echa, they have Fisha Bitara. The Hakto, Ekalu, from the Lord, Fisha Bitara. The Vadai, it's Noma, the Rab, Nami, Loka, Omar, the Boy, Fisha Bitara. The Vadai, Ela, Hakmir. So the Tala, Bala, the Sofa. I'll be sharing to the about Prussia Matar, but Vada. I'll come into this midst of his mana, Shall have a Prussia Matar, but Vada, I have a Pedica, Vishim Spega, Shem, and a Prussia Matar, Shuina, Svil, and his mana. And then we toast, etc., etc., etc. What I think he's saying is, in plain language, Hepsik Tar is the Rabbonis. Boom. No, because in the rice, you wouldn't find, it's hard to imagine, the rice, Vishim Spega, with Spega, Klap, and Shmai, what do I hold it like the Rajba, but Hepsik Tar is the Rabbonis. So in the rice, you don't need Hepsik Tar at all. Sure. So he says, that was a Russian Masupit, was the rest of the book. Right? Then we saw the Ramban had 4 words to answer this question. What are the 4 words? Read the 4 words to me. The cave on the yold of Avada Yavsika. The cave on the yold of Avada Yavsika. Memorize those 4 words. And ask a chat. The cave on the yold of Avada Yavsika, which Ramban says. That says like Sisrei Torah. Like an oracle. Cave on the yold of Avada Yavsika. The new chant. What does that mean? What do you mean? What do you mean Avada Yavsika? How do you know? What do you mean? She's full of dam. She's the oldest, she's a lot of dam. So the Chochmas Petzal is an interesting interpretation. Well, Shah. He says, if Yolda, then it will be called Dam Tar after Leda. If it's Dam Tar after Leda, that's in effect Hefsek Tar. What does Hefsek Tar show? If the Dam needs to stop, well, now what do you mean Dam needs to stop? The Dam stops entirely. Here, Dam either the had it have stop. But even if there is dam, that dam is dam tar. So this is dam is dam tar, so it's couldn't come after tar. Dam koshi, dam I don't know the or whatever, okay. Whatever dam koshi is, and it goes to all the complications over there. There's a very interesting chap. But it can be dam, but it's a hefsiktar. Hefsiktar can be a halakhic hefsiktar. We know for a fact there's no damage in the tamir. So they don't care what there is there physically. That's how the chokhmah of the psalms chat in the Ramban. In the Ramban. I thought for sure if the doctor said that there's no diamond on buckets, that is hefsiktar. You're thinking about balance, it's a flaw like me.
Yeah.
You say maybe the mash holds it, why the mash is under Ramban? Yeah. Maybe he didn't feel all this chashmonis, he was a damn kosher, I don't know. Or else, then you can say, I mean, you're saying a chumrah. Even if the doctor tells you there's no diamond, you still have to have hefsiktar. Maybe. I'd rather not say that way. Okay, we now start the famous meal tzedakah. Famous meal tzedakah. Yes. The case of Toa is very complicated, but apparently this is a Dam Koshi thrown in there as well. Dam Koshi would be the tar automatically. Huh? We're discussing now a pure derisive decision. This is a derisive issue. We wouldn't know that Dam Koshi doesn't mean anybody else. You're right. Alright. Famous Me'il Tzedakah, about that. World renowned Me'il Tzedakah. Supported by, we mentioned already yesterday. The Me'il Tzedakah says that Shimon HaKiyim, she has to know it's Shimon HaKiyim. Not enough that she knows it. In fact, we know that there was no doubt. She has to know that there is a Shimon HaKiyim. Now, the two reasons she'll give. One reason is, if she doesn't realize it's Shimon HaKiyim, she may not be careful. She may have damage which she will not realize. So the Biur rejects that. On what basis? On the basis of what? Of Av Gemara again? No. What is it based on? Shota based on? Shota, sorry. Shota. What is it? Shota can have Shimon can be Mitala Mitahara Tabala. So if you assume that she doesn't understand, she's not going to watch out for the dam, so problem. They're not choish for that. We have sick tower, and we have a sister, she's a very nice, we don't have any more dots. So what's the Me'il Tzedakah about? Different reason. A new halacha, we said yesterday. You need Shim and Akim Svurim. You actually have to actually count the days. And if she's Miss Yaya, she actually mentioned this yesterday. She thinks now that she's not in the Shim and Akim anymore, that whatever she saw yesterday is certainly Tomei. She gives up, she's Miss Yaya, then the day that she gives up cannot count on Shim and Akim. She did not count that day toward the Shimon HaKiyim. In fact, it's 3 times against Av Gemara. Av Gemara talks about Toa. Toa. Toa doesn't know, presumably she comes to us now, she didn't realize what's going on for the last week. Right? She comes to us, she walks in one day and says, hey, but look at the problems. I had this. And she does. We tell her, go to the mikvah today. Why? Maybe I have Shimon HaKiyim. She didn't expect to have Shimon HaKiyim. She thought she had some other kind of status. So the Sidrei Tara tries to save the Me'il Tzedakah, Sifkat Nidches, by saying that this shadow, the Me'il Tzedakah, will depend upon the Gemara's shadow. Do you need what's the Gemara's lashon? Do you need what? Sefurim lefanim. Whatever that means, it's a complicated phrase. So the Me'il Tzedakah is right if you need Sefurim lefanim. And the Me'il Tzedakah is wrong if you don't need Sefurim lefanim. The Me'il Tzedakah himself presumably made a sentence in the Choladex. But we can at least save the Me'il Tzedakah if he needs for him the fanana. Instead, the Gemara only was making by Toa and required to go to the mikvah because of maybe she's Torah really now by Toa. If you're an ancient of Thrill the fanana, then Taka the Me'il Tzedakah would be wrong. But since we may pass the Navy that he needs Thrill the fanana, so therefore the Me'il Tzedakah is right. So says the Sidrei Tara, it's if Kata Yud Ches. And with this, he gives an interesting question. How come the Gemara has the Kasha here? He answered an interesting question. The Gemara over here in Afsamach Pes, asked the Kasha against Rav from Toa, correct? But which side, which half route did they ask it on? The two routes. What did I say first? Chilas and Avapi Shein Sofa. And what did I tell you about Sofa? Then was at the end, Sofa and Avapi Shein Shein Chilasa, the most tumult was Toa. Why do I ask the Kashim Toa before? So this is retired stuff. Before is no Kashim. Before is no Kashim. According to Rav, before, what do you need? Maybe you can take a need for the funeral, because the particular is in the first day. And therefore, if she only saw, therefore Toa is not for the question. Because Toa would be no good with the milk stuff as reason. So the quote of the first lashon of Rav, maybe Rav can sell us the milk stuff. Only the quote of the second lashon, because he don't need parts for the funeral, so then the milk stuff of the quote that would be raw, then the way I have to catch the Toa. But in the first version of Rav, because more than halakha milk stuff. That's the whole cheshbon of the Sivrei Tara. It's a cut yud ches. That's what he says. The Sivrei Tara and Kuf Tzadi Beis, Kuf Beis is the machlokas that we've shown in the Sivrei Tara is right or wrong. The Rosh is like the milk stuff, or the Rosh is against the milk stuff. That's a big tumult, is he right or is he wrong? The Maise, most poskim are machmak the milk stuff. Most possible. It's not unconvinced, Chazanish, not so convinced that he's right. Most possible, I'm not going to build stuff. This being the case, it's important to know the parameters of what exactly he said because it's halacha l'maaseh. Take a look over here at the biurim. I'm not going to read every single one here now, but I'll just show you what's what over here. First of all, this is Shalach Kodesh, of course. That's on page Resh Ches Tzadi. The one before it talks about a Sukkah and Shivan Akiv. It's a big question. That's a very complicated question. The Sfeka the Rabbanon, Sfeka the Reis, Ches Ketzitzah, Ches Ketetah. That's not Shasid. That's not a localism. The next one talks about the Shalach Kodesh, with the Rechir Svi Repet. Kol HaPosk can say there's no Rechir Svi Repet. You know, we all have no Svi. That's coming. Huh? What? I'm going to tell you. My sort of the Posk nowadays, so I never heard of anyone should be mocking the Svi Repet. I never heard of it. I mean, Shalach, I'm saying. I'm close to this. I don't know. Anyway, I just don't think it's done nowadays. It's not commonly done. I don't know. Maybe it should have. Women are fighting the Count Sirius Alma. I don't know. I got the whole fight this year. At a Mishnah Brewer, at a Meissen. But I just don't think they're not to know it that way. The next one talks about the question twice a day. Twice a day. So there's a whole discussion, it gets to the biggest slide, we'll get to the biggest slide later, but let's just postpone that. Okay? We'll come to that a little bit later. The very next one is our reading here. On page Reish Tzadi Tes. Quote the Mil Tzadok, the bottom one. It says, Asha, Allah, below B'dika, B'chol Yom, Amiyat, Boish, and Tavos, and Atzma, Kol Zayin, Kisofer, Zayin, Akim. Abel, this Yash, Amir, this for of the Olsa, Mayonim. L'chosh, of Sfira, Ki Agam. All right? Another reason is that the other reason is what maybe she wasn't paying attention. That they should look up for shoulder. But the real reason is because she you have to know that it's Shimon Akiva. Live on page Shin, he has a whole bunch of chidushim based on this correct reason, which is very, very fascinating. Very fascinating. Top line of page Shin. When we ata Shin is barer, Shatama Rishon Hu Igar, in Kain Nira, Shechola Limnos also Ayomish and Osenis for Datal Sirasa. The Cheshvan Hashem in the Kiyin. Go. Isha Hashem Sika B'tarav Yom B'yom Rishon Lifnos Eret Ra'as HaKesem B'leil Beis Sunday night V'savra Shutamit Finis Yashem Elispa U'v'yom Dalet Nodal Hashem Tosav HaKesem Tor V'kol Elispa Yom Dalet Yom Rishon Shol Tzvi Rasim V'v'chiyai Gav Na'ar Min and Mitzvah Kekulo. What's that? Like the Kusim? Like the Kusim of Yom Rishon Kekulo? The Kusim is Kekulo? The Father Kaimel and the Yom Shabbos Sekhs or Ainus of Russell Vinyas Shuzai Nikim. I'm the Kaimel. The whole of Ayom Nikim covered Rahman of Yom Seh, Olav Yom Nakiyu, Shikh Farasimo, Moshe Kasa Tosin Rosh Hashanah. Avalacha shalora asabal, amrinan, shapir, mekteyach, kukula, mesitzok, and mayosha, etc. Wow. So you can have a case where if she gave up for a little, for a few hours, and she remembered later on the day she managed to win the Torah, that day can count towards the Shimon HaKim. The male is going to say later on that if a woman had a re in the morning, she hit the panic button, she was sure this is a maratomet. She told her husband, forget it, I already know it's a maratomet, it's all over, forget it, I'm giving up. Husband runs to the rock, comes as a maratomet, back to his wife, oh yeah, I can't believe it, I was so sure it was a maratomet. Says the Imre Yosha, she doesn't lose anything. Why? Because that day counts. What if that day is not the first day, that day is the sixth day? So when she says it's a steer of the sphere of Shiv in the Kiev, it's also not. He says, take a look, after the brackets. I know Shami Rayosha causes him to look my issue, suffer base, young Bilal Gimel Ross and Kess, the suffer should come, and it's Yashim, and it's for Yamachabish and Allah Shitar, Ashim, Sika Yom Gimel Vidal, Yachol Hil, it's Zion, Yom Allah, who says the Chesh and Zion and Kishala. Not the Kaimel and Zion and Zion and Kiev with Sufi, Hain Allah, Mashim Ross, and Dam, 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 Elashana Yachol the Tarfa Yom Shabin Tana Minyana, Bitan Shalsa Frosna, Yacholam Mikomakom the Tarfa Shalatnaim, the Shalachrayim, the Surahat. Tablak Poletas, the Gordon Koshi, Shinasol Sula Yomo, Ubisafna Shalafana Shalachram, Adkan Tarasvara, the Gordon Lamagil, etc., etc. And therefore, on the same day, you don't lose even anything. There's all riots back and forth to true or not. I don't know you. You wouldn't lose anything, right? You wouldn't lose anything. This is the Chiddush of the Imre Yosha, which I think is with Stavr. I saw the Statman, I didn't like it. He's very back on the middle of the talk, he didn't like this whole Cheshbon. But he didn't like the Imre Yosha. He was in the B'yir Halacha, he didn't like it. But I thought he's right. Middle of the talk is the day that she thinks that no good that do not count.
Day she's not sure
does count, supposed to say. Day she's convinced for sure it doesn't count, that doesn't count. Imre Yosha would agree to that. Yeah, because assuming the middle talk is correct. Right, that's correct. This is the, so tone down a little bit. Tone down a little bit. Okay? Yeah?
She
really
thinks
that the Kelly is the Kelly. I'm not Messiah. Yeah, I'm not Messiah. Did you say, but that's a no, she was right. So obviously he's not Bala Dai. There's one other Adam, the Rav, who masked her. Well, to those who were telling her. Only she's definitely the Siyash. That's the only time. That's the only time it's no good. I'm sorry? I don't know if it's all that. I mean, that's just indication. That's not the end of the world. That's what she thinks. What she's... Well, her mindset is what counts. Her actions are just an indication of her mindset. Right? I had a shadow, I was telling someone before. I was a little concerned about the
deal.
Huh? Right, so you don't have to do it right. And a mindset like this, I'm telling you, the mindset is important to know. Sometimes, unfortunately, because for various reasons, either because the parents are not so attuned to the sneezer, or on the contrary, they're so sneeristic, they don't want to talk about it to their daughter. You have a situation where a kala doesn't know anything about the proper bedikah that has to be done. And they wake up 2 days before the wedding. Sounds totally implausible, no? Huh? Sounds implausible, right? That the people don't keep tarts and shmach and all that, we unfortunately know, but they're going to keep it. They wake up 2 days before the wedding, sounds crazy. It happened just a few weeks ago. Don't call me out of that shadow. Call me out of 2 or 3 before the chasana. Rabbi, I have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that my wife was never really, no one taught her properly. She didn't know anything about the tzaddikas. You ever heard of the tzaddikas business?
That's a problem.
It's quite a problem, yeah. So, it was mamash a siyata d'shmaya. It was an unbelievable story. Ordinarily, I would say, too bad. The tzaddikas are not good, right? Tired market, we should have Shviz market, so I mean, yeah, something's market, though. So, But Min HaShemayim, this is an amazing story. What happened was that the, like a week before the person called me, the woman had a some unexpected minute riyas da. Never had before. It's very, very regular. She never saw it in between periods. Poof, that month, which is the nervousness, the excitement, someone's going to lead to, you know, things go haywire. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to do. She didn't think like, I mean, she didn't really know about Padikas, because no one ever taught her. She knew about Shivanakim, she knew about. Otherwise, she never, nothing would ever happen. She knew there was an Indian of seven, but she, no one ever told her, you gotta do Padikas. There are many women out there who know about Shivanakim, but they don't know you have to actually be married with Padikas. So, because she had this little incident, so the day that it happened, she did a very deep Padika with a, not the kadat that we wanted with a cloth, but with a tissue, a deep bedikah of omek, all the way deep as far as she can go, and she went around just to make sure. Not so much for halachic reasons. She wasn't an expert in halachas, but she wanted to make sure there was really no problem with this bleeding. She didn't want to have a chuppas neither, chas v'shalom. It was clean, but she was still nervous. So the next morning, I don't know what possessed her. She went again to the same things to make sure. This is again clear. 6 days later, the guy calls me up in a panic, you know, we never heard of the Vedikas. So at first I said, nothing to do with it. And then he started telling me the whole story. I said, wait a minute. He made a cheshbon, it came out. But there was the first Vedikas might count for Epsom Tower. The second Vedikas count for Vedikas Yom Rishon. And that was the seventh day, it was called. I said, quick, call up the Kala, hurry up, before the Shkia. So she should, do the Bedikah. Luckily it was June, the Shkia was late at night. He called me in the afternoon, no problem. Quick little Bedikah, if it's clean, then give me a make. My only long doubt was the milk duck. But I came to the conclusion that that's not a son. She wanted Shiva Nakiyah. This woman, she knew about Shiva Nakiyah. She just didn't know the protein. She didn't know the protein that Shiva Nakiyah have to be done in such and such a way. If the first part of the milk duck was right, that he's supposed to be doubt, that it'd be props. He rejects that shot. This is a matter of the mindset. Is she in Shiva Nakiyah now, or is she Tmeya now? She's Sastra Minyan. This woman never thought Sastra Minyan. She thought she's one of me. She's marching right along with the Shiva Nakiyah. She plans to go to the mikveh next week. I should have Bedikah, so she's never. She didn't know. So it's a model. It's an incredible streak of stroke of luck that she had this problem, and she was in by Ksarim on the prop. She had Sektara and Bedikah Sarish. Asiyat and Shmai, the other way to explain it. The reason I'm telling you the story is someone has to be very careful to get engaged. So the din is possible to say, Geffen Poriya, it says, as the chassan and the kalash shouldn't talk together too much about these matters. He should sneeze. And again, he says that he had a shayla, and the chassan brought him an abedik of his kala before the wedding. He didn't want to send him home. He said, this is not the person to bring me the bedikis, and the kala should bring, or the father, the mother, the chassan should get him out and left to the chassan. That's very nice, you shouldn't sneeze. I agree with him. Very nice. But the problem is, I know a case of a woman who was a basa rav, and not just after the parents. This case, maybe the parents weren't so firm. I don't know what the parents of this kala were. Maybe they didn't tell them to know, but they don't sneeze. But I guess the parents were firm, and they kept the halachas, but after this, but they were so, you know, so delicate, the kala, they didn't want to, they couldn't bring it up with the kala. No, so the chuppah sneezed. So, I mean, that's what happened. So they didn't tell the college she had to do bedikas. Very great, you know, terrific. So I'm saying, when a couple gets engaged, it's not right that they should have to, that the chassid should have to give kala class to the kala. That's wrong. But the chassid should make sure the kala goes to a class. Goes to one class, just 1 hour. They'll tell you, I'm doing bedikas. I mean, you go, it's a lot of drive to take a 1 hour class, or a 3 hour class, or 3 hours. 3 hours. It takes 3 hours not to drive. Take the chosh 3 hours, and 3 hours, and then the whole lichos needed be kitzur nimrus. You read the rush; it's one page. You saw it. It's the rush that halacha said of b'ksara. It's not much. The whole thing is a few lines. You got to read those lines. This one didn't read those lines. So those lines, just make sure the kala somehow ought to read the lines. Those are the basics. And all that these mishaps should not occur. Rabosai, I didn't get a chance yet today to talk about the problem of b'dikas laila. It's based on the bottom toisus of Samach Tesim and Al. The bottom part of the bottom place. Look at it very carefully and see how you think Pshat is, whether the Bedikas Laila is good or the Bedikas Laila is not good. Samach Tesim and Al, the bottom place. Bedikas Laila. What's the law of Bedikas Laila? Bedikas by night, they do Bedikas by day. Is that considered a good Bedikas? from the Shiva in the Kiev. So many possibly say it's no good. And source to indicate that it's no good is the Tosfos on the Samach Tes. Now, what did Tosfos say over here? Tosfos in the middle of that whole complicated business, to it, I can't go into it, all the how many tefillos have to do. But Tosfos says, at the end, the Ein Bedika Sof Hayom Olo Lesira Lo Hoya Takana Lo Nos Yisrael Elam Ken Yivdiku Ba'aliyas Amun HaShachar the Sviras Laila in a Sviru. That you think that will be hard to be pumped like Abelezer and have to get up to Krishma by Netzach Hama, but he has to get by Alos HaShach much earlier in order to do a Bedika before the day begins. So since you don't find this anywhere, it's a Chlar that it's not necessary to do the bedikah at the very beginning of the time period required. So Tosa says, what do you mean? What do you mean, Alos HaShachar? Say Shkir. That's the beginning of the night. That's the Vayir Vayavoker. Tosa says that Sviris Laila ain't a sphere. How did Tosa know that Sviris Laila ain't a sphere? Because we know that it is that a Zohar has to count 7 days. And she goes to the mikvah on the 7th day. And we know that Mikir Adin, she can go to the mikvah on the 7th day, by day. Even the 7 days aren't complete, so what famous world-renowned principle do we apply? Mikvah Sayon Kukulo. So the question is, why can't you go to the mikvah the 7th night? The Rashi is in the Chinami. The Rashi of Psochem, later on at the end of the Masechta here too. And the Chinami, she can go to the mikvah by night also. This may be connected with the Sidhu. With the Shana Bitzav Kula by Avelis. It's not for now, for next year. But anyhow, by Avelis is also a Shana. When is the Avel get up? So we're now, he gets up the 7th day by day in the morning. According to Rashi, maybe he'll get up ready the 7th night. But Sayyam Kula, the Yom starts ready by Shkia Sachana. But Tal says no. Sira Slila ain't a Sira. Because we pass in our Lacha, she only goes to the Mikveh by day. Why? Why can't you look at the 7th night? It's the sark for Lashiva Siyana Nachatita. So if she's clean the 7th morning, that's already a sphere. The bedika that she does the 7th morning is already a sphere, then she can go to the mikvah. If she does a bedika the night of the 7th that she finds clean, that's not considered, that bedika wouldn't count for the sphere. So she cannot go to the mikvah yet. Tos says, you see from here, a sphere is Lila and a sphere. Bedika is Lila and a bedika. The way the Achronim understand Tosis. All bedikas must be done by day. We saw over here, and we were reading the Bari HaShulchan yesterday, the Biurim, we talked about the Chumah of the Smag. You have to have what? You have to do the bedikah twice a day, once by day, in the morning, once in the afternoon, the late afternoon. We discussed the question, what happens if it's already too late in the afternoon? So, he says that the Shulchan Aruch requires you to do it the doctor by day, because he's worried about our toast. He's worried about Avatosis. Now, some of this. Hashem Zadchak, he's making, first of all, we don't hold like the smog at all. And second of all, he calls it Chazanish. Chazanish, Kosav, Shashar Poskim, Lo, Skiru, Din, Bedikas, Lala, Lipsul, Mashma, Shadatam, Lachlok, Alatosis, Vaeshkol, and so, Mashah, Papisha, Sphira, Beyom, Dafka, Habdika Ksheira, the sphere is by day, so the Dika is by day. Well, maybe the sphere is by day, but the technical Dika which leads up to the sphere, maybe I can do that the night before. Perhaps. Now, but then it comes up with his real winner line. That even Tos never argue with this. Even Tos never disagree with the Chazanish. They all hold like me. They all say that there's no need to have a Vedika Vedavka by day. Tos is using an ad absurdum argument, that's what he says. Tos is saying,
to be an Issa Deraisa, Malam HaKadosh Olam HaRidu, to move over the Mechitza, to take part of the men's section, to convert it into the women's section. So what do you do? What do you do if you have such a situation? So the one Rav told me that they once, I think Rabbi, this Rabbi I think told me, he told me that Rabbi Sabian Schoenfeld had a shayla in his shul. This Rav told me that the yes, Rav Salvation, yes, the Rav, and the Rav told them that it appears in classical posting that those few rows where the men don't sit anyway, the back of the men's section where they don't sit anyway, so it's no longer, it's not used as a Beis HaKnesses, so they can sell out to a private person.
One of the major makoros in the discussion of whether a bedika can be done at night is the Gemara in Daf Samach Tes Amad Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Samach Tes Amad Aleph quotes a braisa of Toa. The braisa says, Toa sha'amra yom echa tomei ra'isi matbilin also test vilos zayin lenida utrei leziva. So we're talking here, as Rashi explains, about a case of an individual who saw one ria of dam and did not know whether this Riyah is a Riyah of Nidus or a Riyah of Zivus. Of course, she would only become a Zavektana because there was just one Riyah. So the Gemara proceeds to discuss exactly how to take care of this individual in terms of when the Tvilos should take place. So Tosfos, in Dibur HaMaschil, Shiva Lenida Ushnaim Leziva writes, Mikan ein yochol ledakdek delo beinin svurim befaneinu, mi de betovel es afal pisha lo hufsike betara, lo bodka nami betchila svur. Now the psak in the Gemara is that she can undergo a tvilos right away. Presumably there was no bedikos that took place, and she's now going to undergo her tvila. So one might be able to be medayik from this halacha that one does not require svurim b'faneinu, because there was no svurim b'faneinu. All of a sudden she woke up out of thin air and she wants to go to the mikvah. So he says no. In the first teretz he says he can't bring any rayas because this is just a zavak tana, and maybe a zavak dola would be different. Okay, that answer is not relevant to our discussion. The answer that's relevant to our discussion is the last comment of Tosfos. Tosfos writes, "The old sof sof sagi lo b'mashabotko b'yom hasfira umatzah tahora. The ein bedika sofayom ola l'sfira lo hayata kana libnos Yisrael elim ken yivdiku ba'aliyas amur ha-shachar the sfira talayla ein ha-sfira. So Tosfos writes that al korcha one must say that the bedika that she'll do right now will be a sufficient bedika which will meet the requirements of sfurim lefaneinu. So there's no raya that you don't need sfurim lefaneinu. In a chinami, she does the sfira, the hainu, the bedika, right now. And don't tell me it's too late in the day, because if it was too late in the day, then perhaps we would have to say that she would have to do the bedika in the middle of the day. If you're saying that it's too late in the day, and therefore that can't work now for this day, so then when are you going to draw the dividing line? When is too late? When is too early? So al korcha, you're going to tell me what? That you have to do it punked in the middle, right in the beginning of Amur HaShachar. And we never found such a chumrah. And Tosis ends in the end, and you shall have to do it right punked in the beginning, because the bedikas laila would not be a good bedika. So she'd have to try to get it in right in the beginning of the day. So al korcha, since we don't find such a chumrah, al korcha, a bedika which she does in the middle of the day is a good bedika. So presumably Tosfos seems to say clearly, and l'chora unrefutably, that bedikas laila is not a good bedika. However, the Chazon Ish in Simen Tzadi Beis, Sifkotin Yud Beis, reinterprets these lines of Tosfos and comes out with the opposite conclusion which one might find by learning the Tosfos the way we presented it previously. The Chazon Ish makes reference to Tosfos in Psachim and Daf Peyalef. The Gemara in Psachim over there was talking about the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion that when a person has a Riya of Zivus, so after you have the Riya of Zivus, so you start counting. You start counting your main Nikiyims. If you're a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, so the next morning you start counting, and that will be your count. Once you start counting, Rav Yossi says, then whatever Riya you will see after the beginning of your counting will create a dividing line between the two Riyas. In other words, once you started counting, even though you saw a Riya beforehand and a Riya afterwards, those Riyas are not Mitzuras. In other words, the fact that you had a Maisa Sfira in between breaks up the continuity of the Riyas. So the Gemara asks in Sochim and Daf Peyalef that according to the Shita of Rav Yossi, how will one ever be able to become a Zava Gedola? Because we know that to become a Zava Gedola you need three Rios on 3 days. So if she'll see, say, Monday, she'll see Monday morning at 2 o'clock, and she'll see Tuesday morning at 2 o'clock, and she'll see Wednesday morning at 2 o'clock, according to Rabbi Yossi, that will not be a Zava Gedola. Why? Because Tuesday morning at Amur HaShachar, 6 o'clock, she'll be able to start her count. Once she starts her count, that is a dividing line between the Riyah that she saw on the previous day and the Riyah she'll see today. So Hechidami, what's the case that the Torah says that there's a Hechitimtza of a Zava Gedola? So the Gemara gives two Terutzim. Either Shofas, meaning that she saw one long Riyah, a constant flow of blood from the woman's body 3 consecutive days, and therefore there was no opportunity at any given time to possibly have a Chilas Hasfira, and therefore, since that be the case, so in such a case, all the Rios would be Mitzuraf. That's one possibility. And the other possibility is that she saw on a couple of days Bein Hashmashos. In other words, since she saw on a couple of days Bein Hashmashos, so again, and presumably it means a little before Bein Hashmashos and a little bit after Bein Hashmashos, so then she will never be able to begin her count. So Rashi on that Gemara and Daf Pei Aleph discusses why didn't the Gemara give a case where she saw the dam in the night time. She saw the dam, Gimelelos. So if she saw the dam in Gimelelos, so that should be a perfect case where she will be able to, where she will be able to have a case of a Zava Gdola, because since she saw it at night, so therefore there would be no hefsek between these spheros. So Al Korcha Rashi says that the reason why the Gemara did not give the case at night is because if you saw it at night, you'd be able to count also at night, because the sphera would be good, and you'd say Miktsas Hayom Kikulo Afilu Balailo. So therefore the Gemara didn't give a case that she saw it at night, because if you give a case that saw it at night, that wouldn't be a good case according to Rabbi Yossi, because there would be Hafsekim in between each Re'ir. Tosus on that Daf and Daf Pei Aleph rejects Rashi and says the reason that it wasn't given that she saw the Rios at night is not because you can say Miktsas Hayom Kikulo Afilu Balailo. No, it's because you can say Miktsas Hayom Kikulo either in the beginning of the day or at the end of the day. So since at the end of the day they will have a opportunity to have a Sfira, so if you saw it at night, but the second or the end of the day beforehand, you'll be able to do a Sfira. Because Tosa says you can say Miktsas Hayom Kikulo either Betchila Sayom or B'Sof Hayom. Okay, so the Chazon Ish is interested with this Yisod of Tosos. The Tosos says that you say Miktsas Hayom Kikulo ila B'Tchila Sayom or B'Sof Hayom. So now getting back to our Tosos, Chazon Ish says that the Tosos here is Mesupok. What is the nature of the din? What is the nature of the din that you need these spheros? Is it the sphera a din in the daytime? Or it is a din me'es la'es, that every 24-hour period you need a sphera, the hainu abedika. So he says like this. Let's see inside. The sof sof sagila b'masha bodka b'yom ha'sphera u'matzah tahora. You have to tell me, al korcha, it must be a din that when you see it in the when you do a bedika in the middle of the day, that counts for the whole day. Now, based on the assumption of Tosus Pe'alef, that when you need a din, when you have a din of Yom, you need either Tchilas Hayom or Sof Hayom, so Al Korcho, by the fact that Tosus says that you can do it in the middle of the day, that's a proof that he holds that it's a din in Me'es La'es. It's not a din in Yom, because Tosus already was Koveya in Pe'alef, that something Be'yom is either Betchilas Hayom or Sof Hayom and not Be'emtza Hayom. So by the fact that it says that the bedika could be the emtza hayom, so al korcho, it's not a din in yom, but rather a din in me'es le'es. Now Tosus comes to substantiate what he said previously, because if you're going to tell me the e ain bedika sof hayom ola l'sfira, if bedika sof hayom ola doesn't ola l'sfira, which would mean that it's not a din in me'es le'es, but rather a din in Yom, and that's why it wouldn't be good in the middle of the day. So if it would be a din in Yom, then lo hayota kona lebnois Yisrael elim ken yiftiku ba'aliyas amura shachar the spheres laila in a sphera. Because if you're going to say it's a din in Yom, so then al korcha you'll have to have it betchilas hayom, because spheres laila is not a sphera, because you're assuming it's a din in Yom. So ella, so we have to finish off the Tosis. So ella al korchacha, it's not a din in yom. It's a din in me'es le'es. So if it's a din me'es le'es, then it could be good even b'layla. In other words, you have to finish off the line in Tosfos. Im kein yivdeku b'aliyas hashachar the sphere is layla in a sphere. That's al atzad that it's yom. But the Chazon Ish is proving now that al korchacha, he starts off saying it has to be me'es le'es, because he says if it's yom, then it's going to be betchilas hayom. Because al atzad that it's yom, it wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good balayla. But lemaisa he wants to prove it's me'es le'es. So al korcha, it's not a din in yom. So once it's not a din in yom, even balayla, it's okay. The next point is the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva has a kula here, which we'll have to become clear on a little bit later. that if she makes a hefsek taira, so maybe that should count doubly. It should count for a hefsek taira and it should count for bedika rishona. And what we have to deal with is the fact that mochdochu ben hashmashos. So of course mochdochu ben hashmashos is not a bedika b'chorin or mizdokim. If there's a requirement of a bedika b'chorin or mizdokim, so we have to understand a little bit why this should count. Okay. Now we're going to go to another topic here.
So that piece got you out of cool, like Rashi, because the bedika would work at night.
Right.
Good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next point here, we want to discuss here what the nature of the din of Hefsek Taira is. The Yisod HaDin of Hefsek Taira is to know that the Mayan is sober, that the flow is ended, that the Mokor is shot, the flow is ended. That is the Yisod HaDin of Hefsek Taira. Now this Yisod HaDin of Hefsek Taira is illustrated by a couple of halachas which seem to show us that that is the nature of the din. First halacha which we'll discuss here is the halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Daf Kuf Tzadi Beis, which the Mechaber writes, Tavu ali nosei v'nispaitzo, tzricha leishev zayin nekiyim. That an individual who was requested to be married, and of course as a result, and she consented to the marriage, and as a result she was all excited, and she saw the dam.
Perhaps
saw the dam. So in such a case, she is required to have Zayin Nekiyim. Required to have Zayin Nekiyim. Now the Mechaber also writes, "Ve'eina tzricha hefsek taira." He quotes the Mechaber B'Shem HaTur, who quotes from the Rosh and the Rashba and the Ravid and the Ramban, all say that Meikar Hadin, this woman does not require a hefsek taira. Although the Badei HaShulchan says the minhag is to be machmir, but Meikar Hadin, she doesn't require a hefsek taira. Why doesn't she require a hefsek taira? So the Pashat understanding of this is because since she only saw a little bit of dam, so presumably it's not a Mayan Pasuach. We don't assume that the whole Mokor, the whole Rechem was Pasuach and blood is gushing on. It's a little bit. So the whole Vort of a Hefsek Taira is to ascertain that the Mayan is Pasuach. But when there's only a little dam mitchila, so then you don't even have to worry that there was ever a Mayan Pasuach. So therefore, Hefsek Taira would not be required Meikar Hadin. In the Tziyunim, in the Sefer Badei HaShulchan, on Reish Lamed Beis, page Reish Lamed Beis in the Sefer, and Os Yud Ches, he quotes another possible explanation why this individual would not require Hefsek Taira. He quotes from the Taz, Taz Kosef Atam, the Lashon Hashainu Muchzekes Bedam, the Lovade Rasa, she didn't for sure see the dam, so then maybe we can be Mekel. And he himself questions the validity of that reason. But the Iker Vort here is that there was no Mayan Pasuach. Since there was no Mayim Pasuach, so therefore there's no requirement of a Hefsek Taira. So that's the first illustration of that, of the nature of the din of Hefsek Taira. The second illustration of this din of Hefsek Taira is the following question, which we will discuss, is whether a Zava requires Hefsek Taira. So if you look in the Mishnayis, when we discussed Hefsek Taira, we were talking about a Nida. The Mishnah that discussed Zayin Nekiyim was talking about a Zava. The Mishnah that discussed Hefsek Taira was talking about a Nida. So that's the question. Does a Zava require a Hefsek Taira? We don't find it clear in the Mishnayis that the Zava, perhaps we'll have a couple of references that a Zava might, and presumably perhaps one could suggest, and we'll see perhaps even the Rishonim suggested this possibility, that a Zava doesn't require Hefsek Taira. The svara is the same svara that we said by Tavu Alinose, by the Dam Chimud. What's the svara? That we know that the definition of Zava is that she sees Dam below Eis Nidosa, not in the time where she normally sees the flow of blood. So since she sees the Dam in that particular time, so it's not Rogel to see Dam then. So therefore, if it's not Rogel to see Dam then, So then presumably there was no Mayan Pasuach. It was never really opened, and therefore we do not need this Hefsek Taira to ascertain whether it is closed or not. So now we're going to see how different Rishonim approach this question of whether a Zava requires a Hefsek Taira or doesn't require a Hefsek Taira. So the Rishon that really discusses this out clear, discusses it beferish, is the Tosfos and Daf Samach Tesamid Aleph Dibur HaMaskil V'Hocha, the first Tosfos on the page. Tosfos over there asks the Kasha, Vim Toma, Rav, Kol Zava Tzricha Afrasha B'Yom Shaposekes Bo Kmo Nida, V'Mai Katani B'Mastishin Shabodka Atzma B'Yom Rishon, HaKvar Bodka Atzma Mei Esmo. So Tosfos asks the following Kasha. We know that in the Mishnah of Zayin Nekiim, so the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer was that if you have one bedika in the first day and one bedika in the seventh day, so that is a sufficient amount of bedikos to be yotze your requirement of svurim, the hainu bedukim, in the period of the Zayin Nekiim. So Tosis asked the Kasha, and we know that there's a machlokis whether Rabbi Eliezer requires the Tchila and Sof, or maybe just the Tchila, just the Sof, in discussion in the Gemara. Tosis asks, according to Rav, Kol Zava, Tzavricha, Afrasha, B'yom Shal Pesek, Zbol Nida, Maika Tani Maslishin, Shabbat Ka'atma Yom Rishon. The Mishnah gives, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a case where she was Bodek herself on the first day, in the Mishnah about Zayin Nekiim. But why does she have to be Bodek herself on the first day, Fractosis? She already did a Hefsek Taira yesterday. She already did a Hefsek Taira yesterday. So here, Tosis, in his question, is clearly assuming that a Zava requires a Hefsek Taira, because that's his whole kasha. Why do you need the Bedika Yom Rishon? Teipuk Lei, that you already established your Cheskas Taira by the fact that you did the Hefsek Taira on the previous day. So the Masha on the spot over here just says that apparently Tosis, we see clearly in his question, assumed that Zava requires a Hefsek Taira. So where does he get it from? So perhaps he assumes that it's the same status as a Nida. However, Tosis continues, and Tosis says, "V'i hava omer delo be'inin hafrasher b'yom gimel hava nicha." And Tosis takes another stand. But if we would taka hold, like we wanted to say originally, that perhaps his other doesn't need a hefsek taira at all, so then it would be understandable why the Mishnah had to discuss a case where she saw it, where she was bodek on Yom Rishon. Was in a chinami, there was no requirement of a bedika, of a hefsek taira on the day before. So Tosis, in these two steps, is taking two, in his kasha, he took the stance that the Zava does require, and now he's saying we can fire him for the kasha by saying that the Zava does not require the hefsek taira. In the maskana, when he says, Yesh lo ma delega le meida kochi, that basically, from our sugya, you cannot make any diyukim whether the Zava needs a Hefsek Taira or the Zava doesn't need a Hefsek Taira. Was the only reason it mentioned Yom Rishon in the Mishnah is to illustrate another machlokis which was mentioned in the Mishnah, the Hainu, the machlokis Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, about which days count if you do a sporadic Hefsek, besporadic bedikos. So Lamaskana, this Tosis at least suggests the possibility of this Chiddush of not having a Hefsek Taira by a Zava. But Lamaskana, he's Mesupak. Okay, so that is the first source of a discussion of Hefsek Taira by Zava. We'll look in the Rambam. The Rambam clearly tells us what exactly the Zava has to do to get out of the status of Zivus and Perek Vav and Isurei Bia. So when he discusses these halachas, almost never mentions, as we'll see in a second, that a Zava requires a Hefsek Taira. Now presumably, if the Zava would really require a Hefsek Taira, the Rambam would have mentioned that the Zava requires a Hefsek Taira, but he doesn't mention it. The only time where the Rambam does mention it is in Halacha Chav Beis, where he says in the middle of the halacha that vodka biyom gimel lezivasa umatzah shepasak hadam. In other words, she did a hefsek taira on the third day, counting from the first day where she saw the dam, v'lo bata b'yom rishon b'imei ha-sfira, and she didn't see dam on the first day of the sfira's day in the kiyim, uvashvi bata umatzator, harei hezeh b'cheskas tara. In other words, the Rambam is giving a case she did have sek tara beforehand, but she didn't do a bedika on yom rishon. So one could suggest, as Rabbi Willick suggested, that perhaps the only time the Rambam requires a hefsek taira by a zava is when she did not do a bedikas yom rishon, because that's the only time where the Rambam mentions that there's a requirement for a hefsek taira. Now this din, that this pshara sort of, that she only requires a hefsek taira when she didn't do a bedika on yom rishon, is parallel to something which we discussed previously. The Gemara discusses the case of Sofon, Afal Pishen Chiloson, Chiloson, Afal Pishen Sofon. So the Gemara gives the case, when it discusses the case, that you did a bedika betchila, and you didn't do a bedika besof. So what would you have said? You did a bedika beyom rishon. That's what we have said. That's a bedika betchila, and not a bedika besof. But the Gemara doesn't say that. What's the case of a bedika betchila and not a bedika besof? What is that case? So comes the Gemara and says, that's a bedika beyom rishon and a bedika beyom shmini. That's the case of betchilasa and afal pishe and sof. So all the achronim are bothered by the question, if you're trying to give me a case where you didn't have a bedika besof, so what's this bedika? What's the Gemara giving this case of yom shmini? What is the significance of Yom Shmini? So the Aruch Laner has the kasha and remains b'tzarechin. So the Badei HaShulchan had a chiddush based on the lashonos of certain Rishonim, that perhaps even if we are going to say that you do not require a sof, in other words, tchila is good without a sof, still you will require some type of bedika before she goes to the mikvah, the Hainu B'yom Shmini. This is on Daf Shin and Shin Aleph, Dibur Maskel Bodka, where the Badei HaShulchan discusses this Kiddush at length. Why? Because even though you don't need Sofon, but you need something at the end to delineate the beginning point and the end point, to have the shame of Zayin Yomim being Koruch between the two Bedikos. So that was a big Chumrah, which has a rise from the Gemara by the fact that it has this mention of Yom Shmini. So we already have a precedent to such a Yisod, that you need something in the beginning and something at the end. So Ad Kan, the Rambam only said that you need a Bedika, a Hefsek Taira on Yom Gimel, of Yom Gimel Miriyosa, that's only if you didn't do a Bedikas Yom Rishon. But in a Chinami, maybe the Rambam never requires a Hefsek Taira Meikah Hadin by a Zova. Haraya, he never said such a thing. Where did the Rambam get this idea? And seemingly, he got this idea from the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, when it's discussing the case of Sofon, Afal Pisha'ein Chiloson, it wants to prove to us that you can have a bedika in the Sofi Zayin Yimei Nekiyim without a bedika in the beginning. So the Gemara says that Amar Rav Nida Shefrisha Betara B'Shlishi Shalah Shafatu L'minyan Shivin Nekiyim. So the Gemara has a whole shakla Betarya here, and he says Ki Kamar Rav Levar B'Shvi B'Shlishi Pshida Lo Tzricha Gondol Abadka Shvi B'Shmin Hasam Chiloson Afal Pisha'ein Sofa. That the Chiddush in this din of Nida Shefrisha Tar B'Shvishalah Tafarta L'minyan Shiva Nekiyim, and the Gemara reinterprets that means Zav Shefrisha B'Tar B'Shlishishalah Tafarta L'minyan Shiva Nekiyim, and the Gemara was not satisfied, and the Gemara finally concludes that it's talking about a case of Sofa and Afal Pishein Tchilosan. So if that's the whole Chiddush in this Memra, that you want a case of Sofa and Afal Pishein Tchilosan, so why are you mentioning anything about a Hefsek Taira? Hefsek Taira man dekar shemei. Well, what is a Hefsek Taira? We want to learn a halacha. We wanted to learn a halacha that you don't need chila. You need sofa and afal pishen chilosim. So why do you have to give a case of sofa and chilosim the hainu that there was also a hefsek taira. Why? So al korcha, the Rambam learned from this Gemara. The Rambam learned from this Gemara that you do not require a hefsek taira only by a zava, only in a case where there is no betivka betchila. With this, we can also explain Rashi. Rashi sofa nafal pishen chilosim. So this Rashi is quoted in the Sefer Cheskas Tara by Rabbi Cheskel Roth. That he writes, Dibur Maskal Sofan Alpha Pishain Tchilosun, the Mishum Bidika Zayin, Machzakin La Kol Shisha, Lefana Batara, Hoel Pasko Bishlishi. So presumably Rashi also says there was a Hefsek Tara by a Zava. So you see, so perhaps one might say, you can bring a Raya from Rashi, that Rashi Shita is that there's a Hefsek Tara by Zava. So again, we'll be Docha the same way we explained in the Rambam, that Adkan Lo Ka'oma Rashi, that you need a hefsek tire by a zava, that's only in this case gufa, that there was no bedika betchilo. And so far we've seen Tosfos was mesupak, and perhaps the Rambam and Rashi only require it when you didn't have a bedika betchilo. The next Rishon, which we're going to look at, who also might shed light on this discussion, is the Rashba in the Toras Habayis. The Rashba in Toras Habayis, in Bayis Shvi Shar Hei, discusses the inyan of Bedikas Hefsek Tiras, all these inyanim, and he says his Chiddush. As we said before, the Rashba, Lechatchila, is the biggest Machmir, and Bediyevet is the biggest Mekel. Because Lechatchila, the Rashba, always requires the works. He requires the Mochdochuk and the Bedika Kodim Shkia, which is the real Din Lechatchila in every case, which is quoted in his name in Shulchan Aruch. But Bediyeved, the Rashba Shita is that Afilu Biyom Rishon, you can do a Bedika even at Shachris. So let's look at the key line in the Rashba. The Rashba says, Ulefichach, Afal Pisha Kol Hanoshim, Sofek Nidos, Safik Zavos, Fe'ef Shashahi Nida, Umayana Fasua, Afibu Hachi, Kol Shefrisha Tahora, Afibu Biyom Rishon, Arezu Bcheskas Tara, Yesh Machmirim Badova. So this Rashba is the Rashba where he gives his famous kula that you can have a Bedika Biyom Rishon Afibu B'Shachas. Now, the Rashba makes a very interesting comment. He says, Lefichach, Afal Pisha Kol Hanoshim, Safik Nidos, and Safik Zavos. You might have a havamina to say that perhaps the Zman Hazeh we should be very machmir. Why should we be very machmir? Because all Noshim have the status of a Safek Nida and a Safek Zov. So what? So he continues. The Efshan perhaps Shehi Nida, and maybe she's Taka a Nida, Umayana Pasuach, and therefore it's terrible. Efshan Shehi Nida, and maybe we shouldn't be so Makil, Kamash Malon, that we're still Makil. So what does it mean? Ve'efshar shehi nida, and therefore we would have a havamina to be machmir. Only al atzad that she would be a nida, we have a havamina to be machmir. Al atzad that she's a zava, then for sure we can always be makel. So that's what we have to understand. What is the reason? What is the reason why the Rashba writes that al atzad that she's a nida, there's a svara to be machmir, and al atzad that she's a zava, there's a svara to be makel. So Rabbi Cheskel Roth writes in the Sefer Cheskas Tara, explaining this Rashba, that the Rashba never meant to say that there's no requirement of a hefsek Tara by a zava. All he wants to say is that the reason why you would have a svara to be makel al atzad that the woman is a zava is because a zava doesn't really have a starker mayan pasuach, since a zava is considered below a snigdasa. So it's not considered really a Mayan Pasuach so much. So therefore, we can be Mekel. But al atzad that she's Nida, that means she really has a Mayan Pasuach, a real Mayan Pasuach. So therefore, maybe we shouldn't be Mekel and let her do a Bedika Beyom Rishon. So that's what he means. Al atzad that she's Nida, both need Hefsek Taira. But al atzad that she's nida is as far to be machmir in the nature of the hefsek taira because she's a mayana pasuach totally. Rabbi Willig suggested that perhaps there could be another interpretation in the Rashba. What's this other interpretation of the Rashba? But that what? That why? Again, why does the Rashba say? That's the question we're dealing with. That al atzad that she's neither, we come up with some chumrah, and we'd have a half a minute to be machmir. Al atzad she's double, we wouldn't have a half a minute to be machmir. What's the svara of the Rashba? The svara of the Rashba is because taka by a zava you don't need a hefsek taira. So since taka by a zava you don't require a hefsek taira, and that's what he means. That only by Anida is Mayana Pasuach, because what's the... I have a minute to be Machmir since she's Anida, but outside that she's a Zava, then everything is okay. Why? Because a Zava doesn't need a Hefsek Tyra at all. Maybe that's what the Rashba means, and that's what the Rashba means, that Anida is Mayana Pasuach. Meaning what? The whole reason why you need in the first place a Hefsek Tyra is Alts Mayana Pasuach. And Anida is a Mayana Pasuach, so since Anida really needs a Hefsek Taira, the whole Hefsek Taira Kehulchasov, so then maybe we shouldn't be Mekel so much. But outside that she's a Zava, she doesn't even have a Mayana Pasuach, so therefore she wouldn't even require a Hefsek Taira at all. And that's what he means by saying neither Mayana Pasuach, meaning and Zava not Mayana Pasuach, and therefore there's no requirement of a Hefsek Taira. The Chavis Das discusses this Rashba. He brings down this Rashba in Kuf Tzadivav, Aleph at the end, and he says, he adds a line to what the Rashba was thinking in his mind when he wrote this line in his Chidushim. And he was thinking also to fill in for the Rashba, so the Chavis Das fills in, and he was thinking that don't say Yomimonafshah, that if she's a Zava, well, she doesn't need a Hefsek Taira. And if she's a Nida, well, she doesn't require Shiva Nikim at all. So she doesn't need a Hefsek Taira right now. She can do the Hefsek Taira later. So by the fact that the Rashba didn't say that, so presumably he didn't hold from this Mimonavsha. However, if one would assume that perhaps that some Svarim might imply that such a Maman of Shach could be said, then a very interesting possibility would arise. A halakhic possibility would arise. We're not tasking here halakha l'maisa, but we're just raising this possibility that what would be in the following case. We know we're always makpid that on the fifth day that a woman, chok v'lo yavor, she has to do the Hefsek Taira. And if she didn't do the Hefsek Taira, so then it's terrible, because a Hefsek Taira is an absolute requirement and you can't do without it. But perhaps one could suggest the following, that we should say a Maman of Shach. Now this Maman of Shach will be based on two things. First of all, that we say this Maman of Shach, which the Chavis Das presumably learned that the Rashba would not say. We say this Maman of Shach. And the second thing, this thing which we're going to say in a second, is assuming is that a Zava does not require a Hefsek Taira. So based on these two Yesodos, we can say as follows. That's so what that she missed out on her Hefsek Taira, but let's say a Miman of Shach, that if she's a Zava, well, she doesn't need the Hefsek Taira. And if she's a Nida, so she doesn't need a Hefsek Taira right now. She needs a Hefsek Taira sometime before she goes to the mikvah, but she doesn't do it now. So if she would have forgotten to do a Hefsek Taira, and now all of a sudden she calls up and she's in a panic, she doesn't know what to do. So if these two assumptions would be correct, then perhaps one would be able to be Mekel based on this Maman of Shach. Because anyway, al atzad that she's in Nida, she doesn't need Zayin Nikim, so she doesn't need a Hefsek Taira now. And al atzad she's a Zava, well, she doesn't need it in the first place. Now we're going to discuss exactly how the Hefsek Taira and the Bedikos on the Zayin Nekiyim are to be performed. The Badei HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sifkat Tzadi, discusses the possibility of taking the cloth and damming it with some water to make it easier on the person to do the Hefsek Taira or the Bedikos, but he points out that Vaseline should not be used for a very simple reason, because it'll cover over the dam won't be so nicker, and therefore the result of the Hefsek Taira will not be an accurate one. It seems that Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita brought down in Rav Shimon Eider's Sefer on Hilchas Nida in chapter 4, Ha'ara Kuf Chav Dalet, is Mekel, if the Vaseline is clear and the dam will be noticeable. Now the Bnei HaShulchan discusses several things which might or might not be good in the usage in for the Zayin Nekiyim of the Bedika. Certain things which can be used or might not be used. So paper, the Bnei HaShulchan says, should not be used. It's paper, that's not going to get into Chorim Mizdokim, that's not, that'll get you very poor results. However, if he says it's a paper towel which is not easily tear, so then such a thing can be used for the bedikos because it will get a thorough job. So perhaps a paper towel could be used with the evet, certainly not lechatchila, one should use the cloth. But the evet, the Bnei HaShulchan wants to be makel in paper towel. A tissue, we should very much try to avoid it, might, because the tissue of course will break up, it'll disintegrate, and some of the blood might get on the tissue, and therefore the bedika will not prove anything. So tissue should be avoided, all possibilities. Unless a very big Shas Hadchak, where Bidiyeved, where Rabbi Willig told the story of the chassan who called up about his kala who didn't do bedikos, she didn't know about the bedikos, so therefore presumably it might be too late. But what happened was she checked for some cut that she had internally. She checked with a paper towel twice beforehand. So therefore the first one will count for the hefsek tyra, and the second one will count for the rishon of the bedikos. But that's only in such a case where Rabbi Willig was matir to use a tissue bedieved shas hadchak gadol meod. One might be able to use a tissue. And the finger, the poskim get very upset about. They say, need a gemura, and the Bnei HaShulchan does not like that at all. Similarly, a tampon also is not, although the minhag is to use tampons for the mochdochuk, although that's not the best type of mochdochuk, but as we explained previously, that bizman hazeh, it's not on the rishon anyway, so you don't really require the mochdochuk. So therefore, one could be makel to use the tampon for the mochdochuk, but not for the bedikos. In the case, we know that the cloth is preferably lechatchila, maybe even bedieved, is supposed to be white. If the checking cloth is savua, so the Bnei HaShulchan says that one should be machmir afilu bedieved. As Rabbi Willig suggested, that perhaps with the Eved, one could use something that's yellow. And if nothing is on it after the Bedikah, so then fine. But however, if there's a spot on it, so we should go with Chumrah in such a case. Now we have to discuss exactly how thorough does these Bedikos have to be made. So the Rush writes, the Rosh Hanar Daf writes that you have to make the bedikos ad mokom shashamash dosh, where the Eivir HaZochar gets to in the Sof Maisa Bia. That's the extent of how deep the bedika must be. But if you just do a peripheral bediko, which is kinuach ba'alma, so then that would not be good. Similarly, if it's not bechorin uvistokim, you don't get into every crack and every crevice, so then that's considered like a kinuach and would not be good. Now what is the source for this discussion of chorim mustokim, the requirement, the lack of requirement for the staro bedika, which will reach in to the chorim mustokim? So the Gemara says in Daf Hei in Nida. That the bedika, which is done prior to the tashmish, does not consider a pekida. The Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, discusses different opinions of if a person finds herself a nida, so does she assume, well, the nida came right now, or did it came 24 hours before, or did it come perhaps from the last, everything tamei from the last time she did the bedikah. So the Gemara says, what you have to define what is a bedikah, so we'll know what to be metameh l'mafreya. So the Gemara says that the bedikah done prior to Tashmish is not considered a pekida, meaning it's not considered a real bedikah. Why? That since she's in a rush, she's all confused, she's going to have a beer soon, she doesn't have her mind to do a proper bedikah, and what is not doing a proper bedikah? So the Gemara says that she didn't do it b'chorin u'vizdokim. So that's the source of a requirement b'chorin u'vizdokim. Whereas the Gemara says that won't count as a bekida because she didn't do it properly, she didn't do it b'chorin u'vizdokim. However, there are two ways in the Rishonim to learn this Gemara. The Ravid says, Ravid says to himself, what do you mean? And she's going to be over in Aveira, she's not going to do a proper bedikah, lefnei tashmish chas v'shol. La'olam, she's going to do a bedikah kedin. Meaning, labayla, that's considered kedin. Maybe, lagabe, this halach of mepekida, labekida, lemafreya, it's not tyra and a zayin nekiim. For hefsek tyra, you need a bedikah b'chorin u'vizdok. For zayin nekiim, you do not require the bedikah b'chorin u'vizdok. What's the svara to be mechalek between the bedikah of hefsek tyra and the bedikah of the zayin nekiim? The svara to be mechalek is that for hefsek tyra, so she's becheskas tumah. So to be mafkia the cheskas tumah, so then you need a very fine bedikah. But in the zayin nekiim, perhaps she's not in the cheskas tumah anymore, and therefore you don't require a bedikah of becharon uvizdokim because she's already becheskas tyra in the zayin nekiim. However, the Rashba said you always need a bedikah, a thorough bedikah of becharon uvizdokim, even in the Zion Nikim, because perhaps that's the nature of the Gzeres HaKosov of Bedika, that it has to be this Bedika Ma'ula.
We now refer you back to the beginning of tape 7b. After that part, you continue with the shir that follows in a moment. The only Ma'amakam that was left out of this previous shir, which is important to know, is the Chuvas